When I was young, I would look in the mirror. Didn't know it then, but now I couldn't.
说到自我中心，大家熟悉的英语表达包括 self-centered, self-absorbed, 或者程度再夸张一点的 narcissistic。这些词语都很常用，不过近些年来有一个相对新鲜的说法变得越来越流行，成为许多英语母语者的新宠，它就是 navel gazing。 navel gazing 乍一听很高大上，但只要一拆解，你就会发现它凡夫俗子的本色。 navel 是肚脐， gaze 是凝视，合在一起 navel gazing 就是盯着自己的肚脐眼不停地看。很显然，在有那么多东西值得关注的情况下，如果我们的焦点却只集中在自己的肚脐上，我们当然就是极度自我中心了。
Will you be coming to student forum? Perhaps there'll be some interesting ideas raised that I can add to the presentation.
No, thank you. I've had quite enough of this navel-gazing, identity-obsessed hysteria for one day. The quicker you and your fragile, petty little peers realize that you're not that special, the better.
虽然 navel-gazing 早在上个世纪五十年代末期已经被媒体使用，但根据我的个人观察，它是在智能手机高度普及、社交媒体成为大众，尤其是年轻人日常生活不可或缺的一部分之后才爆红的。可能正因如此， navel gazing 多了几分 social commentary 的意味。除了简单的自我中心， navel gazing 还可以描述那种只会想和说，显得很在意某件事，但又不去真正付诸行动的特质。比如 If you care about sexism, speak out and fightWhen you see someone being treated unfairly because of their sex, don't just forward sexism sucks posts on the internet. That kind of navel gazing does not effect real change. 我是刘燕, until next time, bye!